Sir, this is dictating on Mary Polydor. Mary, M-A-R-Y, Polydor, P-O-L-I-D-O-R-E. P as in Paul, P-O-L-I-D-O-R-E, Polydor. Date of birth? Date of birth is 1-4-44. And the date of visit is 4-1-25. Please make copy for Stephen Clark, M.D. Clark, C-L-A-R-K, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Stephen, thank you for sending Mary Polydor for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, first will tell us. This is an 81-year-old female who has a prior history of carcinoma of the breast. was recently sent for a chest CT. Done on /14/25. And the patient's chest CT demonstrated a lobulated left upper lobe lung nodule measuring 1.5 centimeter, which was an increase from a previous CT showing the nodule to be 1.4 centimeter. There was another nodule in the left suprahilar region measuring 2.1 by 1.8 centimeter, which is an increase from a previous PET CT measuring 1.7 by 1.4 centimeter. There was a pleural-based nodule in the superior segment of the left lower lobe measuring 4 millimeter, and there was post-radiation fibrosis in the right upper lobe. Period. The patient does have a history of right breast cancer with the pathologic staging of T4B N1A. The patient received chemotherapy as well as radiation therapy following radical right breast mastectomy. The left upper lobe nodule was noted to be hypermetabolic on a PET CT with a maximum SUV of 4.2. Period. There was also a prevascular mediastinal lymph node measuring 1.8 centimeter. The patient has had no significant cough, but has shortness of breath with exertion, and she denies any chest pain, hemoptysis, fevers, and night sweat period. Next paragraph, ancestry. The patient's ancestry includes history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, prior history of coronary artery disease and atrial fibrillation. She had a right breast cancer. And underwent a right mastectomy. She also had history for thyroid disease and had parathyroid surgery for hypercalcemia.
See, Randy Fine, double digit win.
The patient also had vocal cord paralysis following her parathyroid surgery. She received radiation therapy to the right chest wall. She has an implantable loop recorder and has been treated for atrial arrhythmias and has obstructive sleep apnea but does not use any CPAP at night. The patient had knee surgery. On the left, and has had cardiac catheterizations with coronary artery stenting times 8. She had lumbar spine surgery at L4 and L5. Surgery L4 and L5, and also port placement for chemo. Next paragraph, habits. The patient is a non-smoker and denies alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, mother, I'm sorry, the patient is adopted. Next paragraph, med list included Coreg 3.125 milligram BID, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Xarelto 15 milligrams daily, Aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Escitalopram 20 milligrams daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, and Zoloda 500 milligrams BID. Crestor 10 milligrams daily and gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, NPH insulin nightly. Next, and Aldactone 25 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Oh, can you please add in the history section? Allergies, no drug allergies, noted. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly obese white female, no distress, no pallocyanosis, no clubbing, and has mild peripheral edema, blood pressure, 130 by 80, pulse, 82, respiration 16, temperature 976, weight is 220 pounds, saturation 93. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the periphery with occasional wheeze in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of irregular smallness to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, with no gross, no reflexes, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules with mediastinal adenopathy rule out malignancy. And number two is history of carcinoma of the breast, status post right mastectomy. Number three is history of diabetes mellitus. Number four is hypertension. Number five is atrial fibrillation with ASHD. And number six is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised that she could be scheduled for a navigational bronchoscopy to obtain tissue from the left upper lobe, lung nodule, and also an EBUS bronchoscopy to evaluate and sample the mediastinal lymph node. The patient will need to discontinue Xarelto 3 days prior to the procedure. The procedure was explained, including risks, includes bleeding, pneumothorax, and or respiratory failure. And the patient is in agreement. She will be scheduled to have the procedure at Advent Hospital. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for doc. Copy of this for Dr. Stephen Clark, and also Jennifer, let's see, Jennifer Marie Bottke, Jennifer Marie Bott, B-O-T-T-K-E, A-P-R-N, Jennifer Marie Bottke. Thank you. Let's start. This is